Hi, it's George Bolam here from Insane Country. It was my intention to talk you through a record that I've just put out. And I'm still going to do that, but I'm kind of smiling to myself a bit because I'm sitting here. It's 10 o'clock in England just at the moment, and it's dark outside. And because the drapes aren't drawn on the window that I'm sitting opposite, I can see a life-size cardboard cutout of Humphrey Bogart staring back at me. My son is in the theatre, and Humphrey Bogart is one of his heroes, and he's got a cardboard cutout of him here in this room. And I didn't realise it was there, and it kind of tickles me that Humphrey's listening into this session. Anyway, let's get back to what I was doing, I suppose. What I wanted to do was kind of introduce this record to the public, and I've decided to do it in this way through a podcast. I want to talk through each individual track. I'll probably only cover five of them in the first session here and then put all the rest in subsequent podcasts. So I'm going to make a start right away. The first track is called Fairy Tale. I'm going to let you listen to it and maybe tell you something about it when it's through. Okay, you'll notice that was two pieces. The first part is instrumental, and it's kind of setting the scene. One of the things I wanted to do with this album is to not just leave it as a musical experience, but kind of make it in a funny kind of way, like a cinema experience. The idea being that when you go into a movie, you go into a movie theater and you sit down, you watch a film, and you come out, and the good films make you think. And as you're walking out, and you're going home, you're heading home, you're thinking about all the things, all the ideas and concepts and moods and what have you that this film's thrown up. And I wanted to do the same thing with this record, really. So that's why the kind of sound effects, and that's why the kind of introduction to this thing. Fairy Tale, the title song from the record, is really about a long-distance relationship conducted over the phone, over the internet, maybe. And it'll give you some sort of clue as to what this record's about. The next track is called Belmont County. And it's the first song that I really wrote as a complete song with lyrics and everything. The way I work, I do everything as an instrumental piece first. I then decide what the thing is going to be about, and that's often suggested by the mood of the music. And I then write the lyrics and put the vocal on it afterwards. And I want to write something that was kind of upbeat with an almost Tex-Mexy kind of feel to it. I wanted it melodic and harmonic, and I hope I've achieved that with this song. And it tells the story, basically, of a guy who in his 20s, probably in the late 1960s, early 1970s, or thereabouts, found himself in Ohio, and met a girl in a little town in Ohio, in Belmont County. Came home again, continued his career, came back to England, but has never, ever been able to forget this lady, this young girl. And he determines then to do something about that. Here it is, Belmont County. Track three on the album is called Beautiful, and there are two reasons why I wrote this. My friend in the States lost her husband and had suffered what were life-threatening illnesses over the previous couple of 3 years. Two of them, to be precise. And because of all those events, I kind of lost confidence and self-belief and self-esteem. And I wanted to do something about that. I wanted to make her feel good about herself. So I wrote this song for that reason. The other thing about it is I wanted to write a song in the style of David Gates and Bread. Not that I'm a great fan of theirs, but I know they're very popular even today. I just find it interesting that the way that David Gates put stuff together and had made such a great success of what, to me, is not particularly strong material. But it's very, very popular. And so I was interested to see if I could write something in a similar vein, but, you know, give it my own stamp. I also wanted it to be my kind of Wonderful Tonight, you know. And so I wrote it just in that way. And I actually quote Eric Clapton in one of the guitar phrases, just a little bit. It's not quite what Clapton plays, but it's very, very similar. So I was having a bit of fun with it, but I was also trying to help my friend to feel better about herself. The song is called Beautiful. Here it is. Every country album should have a road song. This is the road song for Insane Country's Fairy Tale album. It's called Hot Dog Pepsi Cola. Now, it's very strange how that came about. I actually, as usual, wrote the music, recorded the music, and it kind of suggested the open road and a beautiful sunny day and all that kind of thing. And I remember it was a Thursday morning when I actually wrote the lyric. I'd been trying to think of something to write, you know, that was different, slightly different from the usual run of road songs. And I pontificated and agonized over this for weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally one day, one Thursday morning, the sun was shining outside. It was a beautiful day and I wasn't working. And I felt like recording, so I went to make a start. And the lyrics just popped into my head. And I actually remember quite clearly, I recorded this thing almost without writing it down. Here it is, Hot Dog Pepsi Cola.
There's
write the last track that I'm going to talk about today, and I'll do the other 11 tracks in subsequent podcasts. The last track I'm going to talk about today is called Donna Shook Could Dance the Night Away. And again, it's going back to this guy who met this lady in Belmont County, and it's about one evening that he went out when he was first in the town, because he really liked it there. He really liked the little town. And this song tells its own story. What's kind of interesting from my point of view was that I'd often pulled Donna's leg about the kind of country music she likes. She likes this new country stuff, you know, which is fine. I like it too. But the thing is, I often pulled her leg and I used to say, it's not real country. This isn't real country. I used to say, it's nonsense, that stuff. You want to get a bit of Hank Williams and a bit of, some of these older guys around in the 50s and 60s, Johnny Cash, whatever. But I wanted to make it sort of traditional. I actually went back to the turn of the century and put some kind of very old-fashioned, kind of hoedown-y guitar riffs in it, which I loved playing. I really enjoyed playing it. So it's a slightly more traditional country song done in a kind of modern way. Here it is, Donna Shook Could Dance the Night Away.
Down by the river when the girls come out, you can watch them twist and shout. Right in the middle is one with long brown hair. She danced so fine, she looks so cute. She knows how to holler and she knows how to hoot. You can recognize her anywhere. Donna, Donna, her name is Donna. Her name is Donna May. Donna, Donna, she said her name was Donna. Donna sure could dance the night away.
Well, there you go. That's five tracks from the album Fairy Tale by Insane Country. I hope you enjoyed them, and I hope you come back to hear some more. I'm going to do the next sort of 11 songs in the course of a couple of podcasts, which I'll probably do sometime in the next couple of weeks. So look out for them. Please come back. Thank you very, very much for giving me your time. I really appreciate it. And I might tell you that Humphrey Bogart, he's very appreciative too. Thanks for your time. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.